There's a new kind of sex ed being taught in some classrooms around the country that's not about sex at all. Some schools have decided to add some G-rated lessons on love alongside the more explicit sex ed lessons. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
If old school sex ed covers the mechanics of love, this is the mushy side.
So, first thing, can you guys write down your favorite contemporary love song?
What?
At the Beaver Country Day School, a private school near Boston, Matthew Lipman loves teaching about love.
This is my favorite love song.
Fancy!
Are you kidding me?
It's so dirty.
Just kidding, Lipman says, and then drills students like Tatiana Curran on what Despacito says about love and lust.
It's sexual, but that doesn't mean it's love. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Like, Lipman then plays his real favorite. The tempo is almost intolerable to many of these teens raised in a world of instant gratification. Jody Nwanko says the song evokes a kind of love that's uncommon in today's hookup culture.
Showing that, like, love takes time, that, like, it's not something that you rush into.
But even many who want to believe in that kind of slow dissolve into a deep and abiding bond are dubious. As kids who tend to text more than talk, many like Curran readily cop to teeny attention spans and huge intimacy issues.
Like, I hate eye contact. Yeah, I get really uncomfortable when it comes to, like, really, like, romantic things.
I think that's the biggest piece to all of this. So much of this intimacy thing is hard for them.
Not everyone is afflicted, Lipman says, but the point does resonate with kids like Jade Backerman and Lisa Winchell.
Walking into the class, I felt like I knew a good amount about love, but now I'm realizing that there's a lot more to learn.
Like, I don't think we're prepared to know what a healthy relationship looks like, and not just, like, don't hit people, but, like, on a much deeper level, like, what really taking care of someone else means.
It's exactly what Harvard researcher Rick Weisbord has found. Kids need and crave more than just sex ed about pregnancies, STDs, and sexual violence. As he puts it, disaster prevention.
I think we are failing epically to have basic conversations with young people about the subtle, tender, generous, demanding work of learning how to love. And, you know, young people want to have those conversations. About 70% of them want to have those conversations.
Okay. You are going to come up with how to ask someone out.
In a health class at the Urban School, a private high school in San Francisco, teacher Shafia Zaloom says she was so alarmed by teens' social struggles, she also started a kind of dating 101.
Yes.
Like, do you want to, like, go see a movie sometime?
Yeah. Okay, do you want to go see a movie with me, right? Because it's not like, oh, come hang out with us, but rather go with me, which could be.
Zaloom also tutors the kids on taking things to the next level.
I love you too.
When they critique a Hollywood love scene as totally unrealistic, kids like Dominic Lauber start confessing how much more awkward their encounters are.
It feels like you're doing something wrong, so it could just feel something you'd want to avoid.
It's exactly why Boston College professor Carrie Cronin started giving her students a homework assignment to personally ask someone out.
It's mostly about pushing through awkwardness and finding out that even if you get rejected, isn't gonna kill you, because they're terrified of failure. And resilience is a major issue.
Hard data is hard to come by, but anecdotally, private schools seem more apt to expand the usual reading, writing, and arithmetic to also include romance. Ashley Beaver, a public school teacher in San Diego, says parents should educate kids about love, not schools.
I mean, they talk to middle schoolers about flavored condoms. It's just too much too soon. So, no, I just don't trust the institution to do it correctly.
Ideally, Harvard's Weisbord says the lessons would come from school and home, and kids do want it, even from their folks. As Professor Cronin puts it, this generation was raised by helicopter parents. They expect to be coached on everything. Tovia Smith, NPR News.